Bubbler Talk, quenching Milwaukee's thirst for knowledge.
I'm Marty Michelson. The classic rock band The Who is performing at Alpine Valley on Sunday night, so we thought we'd revisit a legendary publicity stunt that a Milwaukee radio personality pulled decades ago. Our listener Michael Crowley asked,
how long did WQFM DJ Tim the Rock and Roll Animal camp outside of the studio in order to entice The Who to play Milwaukee in 1982?
Mike, the answer is 2 weeks. Now let's tell the story. It was 1982, and The Who announced what it said was its farewell tour. And when the band published the dates, Milwaukee didn't make the list of concert stops on the tour. That's where Tim the Rock and Roll Animal comes in. Tim, whose real name is Tim Uren, was a disc jockey at 93 WQFM in Milwaukee. He says he was tired of The Who and some other bands at the time passing over the city. So on a fall day, he climbed onto a ledge that jutted out from the 21st floor of QFM Studios on Wisconsin Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. He did so during his radio shift and refused to come inside until The Who agreed to perform here. I recently met Tim on the street outside the former QFM Studios. He looked up at the 21st floor and started to relive the memories. He says that ledge was narrow.
I'm going to say it was probably about 2 feet wide, and then it had a wall up around it.
Tim perched on the ledge round the clock. He says local business owners donated items to make him more comfortable.
The chief engineer had talked to the military supply store, which at that time was across the street, and he got an army cot for me to sleep on.
Tim says he broadcast his shift from the ledge each night using a mic strung from the studio inside the building. He says as word of the stunt spread, people stopped by with refreshments.
All the restaurants in town donated free food, which was great.
In addition, thousands of motorists on Wisconsin Avenue honked their horns to cheer Tim on. At the same time, fans of The Who in Milwaukee started a petition drive begging the band to play here. After a few days, national media started to pick up the story. Tim says the first week was fun, but then he began to grow weary. He says it was frustrating not having any idea if The Who was aware of his efforts.
I kind of became in this a victim of this information vacuum where I kind of didn't know what was going on. And so that kind of messed with my head and my emotions a little bit.
And then came the phone call.
Hello, this is the animal out on the ledge.
Hi, Tim, how are you?
Good, good. Who's this?
Roger Daltrey.
Roger, how are you?
All right, mate. We've got some good news for you.
You do? What's that?
Milwaukee.
Oh, you are. That's excellent. That's excellent. I'm ecstatic.
It was Roger Daltrey, the lead singer. The band had heard of the stunt and was touched by it. So The Who booked a performance for later that year at the Milwaukee Arena. Tim was elated. He could come off the ledge.
And when he came in, we sprayed him with champagne. It was like, it was the celebration of celebrations, like as if he had just won the Super Bowl.
That's Lee Arnold, QFM's program director at the time. He says QFM's listenership soared because of the stunt, and the station knocked off its major competitor, WLPX, in the ratings that year. So where is everybody now? WQFM changed owners and call letters and is now B93 FM in Milwaukee. Tim is retired after a long career in radio and lives in Madison. As for The Who, the band has toured many times since its so-called farewell tour in 1982. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Bubbler Talk comes from Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino, home to 24/7 entertainment, dining, and musical acts, plus additional hotel rooms and Ember Salon and Spa, opening in August 2019. More at paysbig.com. What have you always wanted to know about the Milwaukee area? Visit WUWM.com/bubblertalk to submit your question.